Have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter number 7. Acts chapter number 7. If you have your place, stand. It's an honor reading God's Word. I'll just begin reading tonight for the sake of time in Acts chapter 7, verse 51. And Stephen is preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought, a visit from the Holy Ghost. A visit from the Holy Ghost. As we see this and we see Stephen, and Stephen begins to preach, as we already said, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And what a magnificent thing it is. Now, the Bible tells us that Stephen was a man of God. He was selected to be used of God, and he was in a mighty way. And as Stephen begins to manifest the God of heaven, we see how God gives him a calling. I believe he's a calling on every one of our lives tonight to do something for the Lord. God calls us out, amen, to lift up His name and give Him praise and honor, to magnify Him before men. And we see Stephen, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 6 and verse 5, that Stephen, the Bible says, was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. That's what made a difference in his life. He was full of faith. He believed in God. He trusted in God. And he was full of the Holy Ghost. That's what makes a difference tonight. That's what makes a difference in a person of God. That's what makes different in singers and preachers and people that love the Lord. And it's the Holy Ghost of God that dwells in your heart. Amen. He's the one that will manifest Himself and show us the magnificence of the magnificent God that we serve. The Bible says in Acts chapters 6 and verse 8 that Stephen was full of faith and power and did many great miracles and wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. It was because of that faith and the Holy Ghost that he was able to do that. It was because of faith that he had the power to stand up. But it was something about knowing God that made the difference. See, I got to thinking about Stephen, and it don't say a whole lot about him before this. But you see, when Stephen was called and he was asked to do something for God, he stepped up. He stepped up to the plate, and he said, "Here am I." Amen. We see him as he stood up, and he began to preach. He began to magnify the name of God. And I began to look at this and think about this, how magnificent it was when we see Stephen as he begins to talk about Lord Jesus Christ, and he begins to, full of faith and power, he begins to manifest the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, his Lord and his Savior. Amen. And he knew who he was talking about. Amen. It's what amazes me about Stephen. He knew who he was talking about. And they bring him before the judge. They bring him before the Sanhedrin. They bring him before the people. And they begin to question him. And they begin to ask him some things. In chapter 1, verse 7, they accuse him of trying to stir false things. In chapter number 7, verse 1, then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" Amen. And I tell you what it did. It opened the door for Stephen to give him the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. But the magnificent thing about this man, Stephen, as I began to think about it, full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. And the reason he was is because he had studied the Scriptures. He knew the Word of God inside and out. He knew it backward and forward. And he was ready to willing and ready to tell them what he knew. Amen. Our Bible said that we need to hide the Word of God in our heart, and that we not sin against God. If we hide it in our heart, amen, it'll be something that'll be there. Hey, they may be taking our Bibles. They may take them away and burn them like they did up there in Portland this last week. But I want to say, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God, we hide it in our hearts. And I want to say tonight, nobody can take that away from you. What we know, praise God, we ought to tell. I believe old Stephen had some good godly grandmas and papas. Maybe had a good godly mama and a daddy that taught him about the words of God. I believe maybe they sat down and they discussed the goodness of a holy and righteous God of heaven. Maybe they talked about it while he was sitting down and while they was rising up and while they was walking and working in the fields and while they was, praise God, sitting around and fellowshipping. They was talking about a good God of heaven because they planted something down in Stephen, and when it come to time, praise God, he'd stand up without fear or favoritism, and he'd tell that bunch of jokers. He said, listen, you asked me why? You asked me what I was doing? He said, let me tell you. And he begins to give them that thing all the way from Moses down, praise God. He said, hey, listen, there's a God of heaven who made it possible. And he begins to expand upon the word of God, how God Almighty had touched, praise God, from the very beginning of the nation of Israel, praise God, all the way down to the present time that he was living in. And he said, God's been good all the while. Amen. God never quit on him. And Stephen begins to, with full of faith and full of power, to expand upon the things of God, to magnify the God of heaven. Talking about where they was in Egypt and how they had sinned against God and how they began to worship idols and everything, and how God come down, amen, praise God, by reason of the taskmasters, and brought them out of that and put their feet upon a promised land and gave them hope, praise God. He began to expand by how good God was to his forefathers. And you know what will make a difference in America tonight? If God's people stand up and begin to magnify God and say, let me tell you how good God's been to me. Let me tell you what God's done for us. Let me tell you what God's done for my family. Let me tell you about God saving my mama. Let me tell you about God saving my papa. Let me tell you about God saving my mama and daddy. And glory be to God. Let me tell you about God saving me and my sister and my brother and my other brother. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me just tell you what I know, praise God, about my God. Amen. See, we get to worrying sometimes. We say, well, I don't know I don't know about my testimony. I don't know if I've got anything to say or not. Amen. Praise God. If you've been born again, you've got all kinds of stuff to say. Amen. Just open your lips and let her fly. Amen. Stephen, full of faith. Praise God. Faith he had and precious what he knew. And listen, we know enough here. We've been through the Bible enough. We ought to know a thing or two. Amen, about the good God of heaven. Or may know about what he's done for us, the help that he come to give us. But we see these jokers here, they come to him. He calls them stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. He said, you ain't willing to separate yourself from your wicked flesh in the world. Amen. You know what's wrong with most people today, most churches today? We ain't willing to separate ourselves from the world. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't understand why we can't get them in. Why are they coming into? And most churches are just as wicked as the outside world. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. If we can't separate ourselves. Let me just rephrase it. If I can't separate me, praise God, be different what they are. Why should they want what I got? Amen. Praise God. We got to be different. Amen, church. We ought to be separate. We ought to be different. We ought to be Stephen. We ought to be proclaim the gospel, praise God, because we know what it says. Because a good God of heaven, praise God, has given us a promise, put something down in her heart, amen, so we can say, listen, you old stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart like Stephen did, let me tell you about a God of heaven that'll change your being. Amen. But see, what we want to do, we want to get them in, pet them, and patty cake with them, and get them to change on the outside. And the inside's still just as rotten as hell. Amen. No difference. If there's not a difference inside, praise God, a Holy Ghost of God will make a difference in your heart. He said, you persecuted people. You persecuted the prophets. He said, you've killed the prophets. Amen. He said, we've showed you the coming of the just one have been now the betrayers and murderers. Hey, the just one, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, praise God, he's came and you've murdered him. Just as if you laid hands on him. Of course, they had an argument. They said, well, we didn't do that. The Romans did. I want to say every one of us put Christ on the cross. He died for the sins of the world, praise God, yours and mine. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, what you had, he said, it come by the law, it come from God Almighty. The dispensation of angels have not, and you have not kept it. He said, God's give it to you. Look at the day. You said, preacher, I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know why they would have done such a thing. I don't know why they just didn't believe in Lord Jesus Christ. They knew all about it. Why not we? Why are not our people? Why are they not seeing our people saved? Why are not seeing churches just packed full of people wanting to praise God for His glory? For saving our old wicked soul, making a place for us in heaven. Could it be that we're in unbelief? Could it be that we really don't believe what we say that we believe? That we say that we know? I run people all the time. I run people. A person yesterday, he said, "Yeah, preacher, I know. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." I said, "You do?" He said, "Yeah, I believe Him. I believe in Him." I said, "Have you asked Him to forgive your sins?" He said, "No." He said, "But I believe in Him." Amen. Yeah, devils believe in Him and tremble, praise God, but they're not saved. Amen. Praise God, He's a God of heaven. Praise God. He said He'd save us if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And believe on Him, to trust and rely on and adhere to Him. Amen. What part of those are we not doing? We trust in Him. We rely on Him. But do we listen to Him? Amen. All those things go together. That's part of believing. And if we're leaving any part of that out, praise God, we're missing. That's why we're miserable in our faith. Amen. But praise God, I want to say tonight that a visit from the Holy Ghost of God will make a difference in all that. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God move into your heart. Praise God, He'll take up His abode and He'll begin to do things for us. As we look at this tonight, we see two groups of people. We see the ye's and the they's, and we see the he's. Amen. The ye's and the they's were those that, praise God, that were unbelievers. Amen. The Holy Ghost wasn't with them. Amen. Those are the naysayers. Those are the ones that, hey, they'll be right there in the thick of it with you. They'll be they'll tell you they'll be in there in the thick and the thin. They'll be with you. They'll tell you they got you back. And you look around, praise God, and you can't even see them coming back. They're going the other way just as hard as they can go. Amen. Somebody say amen or on me. Amen. That's what we're living in today. We say that we believe, praise God, but the Holy Ghost of God is a witness in our heart. Amen. Praise God, it's just not there. And the first time we have a little skip, praise God, we'll hit the trailer running. Amen. But praise God, because of God, the Holy Ghost wasn't in them. There was nothing in there to keep them, draw them. Praise God. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost of God, now you listen to me, the Holy Ghost of God ought to be drawing us tonight to the true Word of God. He ought to draw us to a place of worship, praise God, with the power of God all over us as we see the day approaching, and it's soon coming, Brother Robert, and we're going to go out of here. We're going to rise up, praise God, above everything this world has, all the trials and the afflictions, and we're going to come out of it, and the Holy Ghost of God has promised Brother Jeff He'd be there with us. Glory to God to lift us out of the trials, to lift us out of the troubles, to raise us up above all the anguish of heart, and put us on a path that leads to righteousness for His name's sake, and we can come out, praise God, shining and a shouting one more time. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I believe God's still looking for a church with a shout. Amen. Amen. I've said it many times, praise God, I believe we've got a lot of churches with a pout and not a shout. Amen. Need to get rid of the pout. And Brother Fender said one time in revival up here preaching, he said, somebody hurt your feelings. He said, put a band-aid on it, praise God, and go on for God's glory. Amen. Amen. Hey, what we ought to do is Christians, praise God, we ought to give us a whole box of Holy Ghost bandages, Brother Jeff. Amen. Glory be to God. And go on for God's glory. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Keep one in your wallet. Keep one in your glove box. Amen. Keep one, praise God, wherever you work. Amen. God, somebody comes on, hurt your feelings. Pray God, slap a band-aid on it of the Holy Ghost of God and just give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord God. I'm not that person I used to be. Amen. Amen. We live in a day and hour. We got people that think it. We can be godly and full of the Holy Ghost, and our life never changes. Amen. I want to say something as big as the Holy Ghost of God. I mean, even a big old boy like Brother Jeff, and the Holy Ghost of God moves in, takes up abode in his heart. I mean, sets up housekeeping. Amen. He kicks off his shoe. I got to be careful of that. I got to doing that one time back there about halfway, and I went to kick up my... I said he kicked off his shoe, and my shoe went a flying. Hit this girl right up the side of the head. Amen. Glory to God, she still remembers that. Amen. But something big as the Holy Ghost of God comes into your heart, into your life, amen, manifests Himself in you, and something don't change. Something's wrong in you. Listen, it ain't Him. Amen. I'm talking about a visit of the Holy Ghost tonight. When He comes into your heart, praise God, in that manifestation, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I got to go. If I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. A consoler. Praise God. He said, I'll pray the Father. So I'll ask the Father for it. And He'll send His Spirit, praise God, to this world. That's what they're waiting on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Hey, I believe them old boys are probably pretty gung-ho. They said, Lord, we got this. Amen. Oh, we got it. I see a lot of folks like that, don't you? Lord, I got it. We got it, Lord. Preacher, we got it. Don't you worry about it. We'll take care of this. They're right there until time to get tough. Hardships come. And then there's like, oh me, what do I do now? Amen. But Jesus told him, said, you go up there and you wait in the upper room. He said, you wait for the coming of the Holy Ghost of God. He said, when the Holy Ghost of God comes, He said, you'll know what to do. Amen. That's why the Lord would tell His disciples, He said, you go out. And He said, you don't take thought of anything that you're going to say. He said, you just go out, you be mindful of me, you've been with me, you've watched me, you've heard me talk, you know what the Heavenly Father has to say. He said, you just go out and be a witness, and when the time comes, He said, we'll give you what to say. Amen. Listen, I think sometimes we wonder, we shy down, because we don't know if we'll have the exact words or not, but I want to say, if you're a child of God, with the indwelling of the Holy Ghost of God, a presence of the Holy Ghost of God, if you've been visited by the Holy Ghost of God, I want to say, when He visits, He comes to stay. He's like those in-laws, amen, that'll come and camp out on your back porch and in your spare bedroom. Praise God, and they don't come just stay for a day or two. They come and stay a while. Amen. My Teresa's brother, during this corona thing, about the time it started, they had some friends from New York. And they was trying to get away from that when that all started, so they come down here. And they was down here visiting about that time, and their school teachers, they were out. It's what, two different families? And they come down here to visit while all this was happening. And they didn't want to leave. Amen. They said, all that corona's up here in New York, we ain't going back. Amen. So they just set up camp at my brother-in-law's house. And they just went back, week before last. Amen. They've been here for a while. Amen. Since March. But praise God, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God, that's what He does. He comes and takes up His dwelling. Amen. What do you mean? What does that mean, preacher? He comes to set up housekeeping. Praise God, He comes to stay a while. Hey, He don't just hit us and miss us like He did on Saul. Praise God, comes to a born again believer, and He sets up housekeeping. He cleans off that old table of sin, and He sets us another again so we can shout and pray and give God glory. Amen. Thank God for the table I've got now. Amen. I ain't eating off that old filthy table I used to eat off of. God done cleaned that off. You know the thing about the Holy Ghost of God? Every now and then He still finds a little old spot of blemish in that table. Amen. He still finds a little old spot of imperfection, and He shows it to me. Well, I'm glad I bow my head and I say, oh God, oh God, hallowed be Your name. You just touch this spot, this imperfection in my life, so I might receive Your glory to give You praise. Amen. He said, preacher, I would never do that. I know, that's why we're in the shape we're in. Amen. We're eating off a filthy, defiled table. But praise God, if you got a visit from the Holy Ghost of God, He pulls her up, praise God, cleans it off, makes it perfect, makes it pure, sanitizes it. Man, ain't no corona in here. Amen. Amen. No disease, no vileness, no wickedness. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I still have problems. Yeah, we all do. That's why we got to yield ourselves to the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God is what makes a difference. He said, they don't have it. He said, you don't have it. They don't have it. Praise God. But you need it. Look what the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1. He said, there is therefore now. Go ahead, turn there if you want to. I'll let you read it with me. We need to look at this. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. The Bible says, there is therefore now. Now, what does now mean? Now, right? The present, right now. He says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Why do you do what you do? Amen. Because of the flesh. That's a good answer. But you know what? We're supposed to do what we do because of the Spirit. Amen. Because of the Spirit of God that's in us. But you're right, the flesh overrules that a lot of times. Paul talked about that over in Romans chapter 7, if you'll go over and read that. He said, that I do not, and that I would not, that I do. So I'm in a straight twist too, praise God. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, who shall deliver me from his body of death? He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And then Paul said, I have problems in my flesh. But praise God, verse 8, he kind of finds the remedy for that. He said, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, in verse number 5, he said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. That's fleshly. In other words, that's a mind that's following the flesh. The earthly stuff, the carnal stuff. He said, but the spiritual mind is life. Now watch this, and peace. As the whole world is looking for life, but they're looking for peace, or looking for hope, or looking for happiness, and you won't find it outside the Lord of glory. You won't find it without the Holy Spirit of God ministering your heart. You can go where you will and do what you want, but praise God, you won't find peace and joy without the Lord Jesus Christ in the center of your life. Amen. He said, because the carnal mind, verse number 7, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Did you hear that? Let me read that again. It's in the Bible, amen. I'm not making this up. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we have to decide now if we're going to live for God or live in the flesh. Amen. Well, you see, preacher, if we decide to serve God, we live for God, what do we got to do? Paul said, we've got to mortify the deeds of flesh. We've got to put the flesh to death. All those bad habits, all those bad things that we do. I said that we do. We got to mortify, got to put death, praise God, allow the Spirit to show us those things. You know, preacher, how we do it, but you just get to listen to the Holy Ghost. God lives in your heart, and He'll show you what you need to do. He'll make manifest in your heart, praise God, the things that you need to do. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been saved and born again. But listen to what He says. Verse number 9, He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Do you have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost? Somebody say amen on me. Amen. Praise God, you don't know. You need to find out. The indwelling of the Holy Ghost. It's like Brother Charles said, it's like an alarm beacon on the back of a trash truck. Praise God, when he goes back up, it says beep, beep, beep. Amen. If you're a child of God, amen, and you start to mess up, you start to back up, praise God, go back on God as an alarm will go off. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God will keep you going in the right direction. He won't let you back up on God. Amen. Ain't nowhere to back up, praise God. As Peter said, you go away too. He said, what are we going to go away to? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. He said, I think I'll just go with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. God, we need to know, praise God, that we know that we're a child of God. Verse number 10 said, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life Now watch this. Because of what? Righteousness. Now what do we say righteousness is? That's right living. Amen? Right living. Living, doing right. According to who? Who dictates right and wrong? God does. In the volume of the book, praise God, He gives us the sequence of right and wrong. The Bible, praise God, basic instruction before leaving this earth, praise God, it's written down for us. Perfect, undefiled instructions on how to live and be pleasing to God. Amen. He said, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost of God, you don't have no problem with that. But we got a whole lot of folks in the world that's like billy goats. They're always going around butting. Amen. We got Christians, so-called Christians, that's always a butt. But God, you know why I do that. Amen. Yeah, God knows why you do that, praise God. But He's trying to help you not to do that because the righteousness of God is His righteousness, what He's trying to instill in you and I, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Have you ever thought about it when it gets to be your time to go to heaven? Amen. And you pull up there to the pearly gates. St. Peter's there and he says, come on in here. And the Lord looks at you, He said, enter in thou good and faithful servant into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Won't that be a day? But imagine if you pull up there to that gate one day and St. Peter looks out at you and he looks out at you again, squinting his eyes, scratches his head. Beep, beep, beep. Amen. He said, I know you. Your name's on the list here somewhere. Amen. But it's kind of inconspicuous here because there's not a whole lot of writings around it. Amen. In this book. Now the writings around that, praise God, is the good things that we've done for God's glory. And He takes Him a second to hunt it down and to find it. Praise God. But He said, hey, listen, those that's got the Holy Ghost of God and the presence of Him, praise God, there's a list there. That's a mile long, praise God, where they've done their best to live righteously before God. Amen. A touch of the Holy Ghost in their lives. The Bible says, goes on verse 11, says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That means to make alive, anew, refreshed by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. He said, it makes a difference when we got the Holy Ghost of God. He changes to what we're not what we used to be. But what He'd have us to be. He goes on in verse number 14. So for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So He says, listen, said it's because of the righteousness of God, it's because of what God has done in us that makes the difference. He said, but they don't have that. Stephen says, you don't have it. They don't have it, praise God. They don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost of God wasn't with them. But thank God He was with Stephen. Amen. Praise God. The Bible goes on verse 55. And He says this. But he, talking about Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stephen, the Bible said he didn't only have it, said he was full of the Holy Ghost. You know what it means to be full? To be full means there's no room for anything else. I mean, to be full means to be full to the top. Amen. Where they ain't no, praise God. I like it. Amen. Where one more drop, praise God, would make it explode. To one more drop, praise God, would make it run over. Amen. And that's what God Almighty's telling us. And that's what they said Stephen had. He said, hey, he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was filled to the top because he knew the Word of God. He loved the Word of God. He lived the Word of God. And he was full to the top with God. Amen. Amen. It didn't take a whole lot, praise God, to get him to run over. And he began to run over to those old Sadducees and Pharisees. Praise God, they were Sadducees because they didn't believe in the resurrection. Well, praise God. But I want to say there's a God of heaven that got up out of the grave. And there's a Holy Ghost of God come to live in our hearts. And he said to be full. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 5:18, he said, "Be not drunk with wine, words in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what you need to be. He said, you need to be full of the Holy Spirit. That dwells in you, praise God. Need to be full. Full to running over all the time. You know what happened to the church if we got full of the Holy Ghost? You know what happened to us? Amen. They wouldn't be no room for this junk. Amen. They wouldn't be no room, Brother Jeff, for the pettiness that we have in this walk of life. Pray God, we'd be so full of the Holy Ghost. We'd be so full of love and the goodness of God, what He's doing for us and in us and through us. Praise God, we couldn't do nothing but shout and give Him glory. Amen. Can you imagine what would take place in this little church if we got beside ourselves for Jesus? Holy Ghost revival would start. What happened? Amen. That's what God's looking for today. He said, well, preacher, we're living times, and you told us it's going to wax worse in the end. Praise God. Yeah, for the world. But it's going to get better and better for you and me. Amen. You say, how can that be? Because we're getting closer to home. Amen. But can we get closer to the home stretch? Amen. We're traveling the last mile. Praise God. Ain't going to be long till we leave out of here. Amen. That calling upward, praise God, to go be with the Lord. So we see the Spirit of God is just moving upon us. We see that filling of the Holy Ghost. And said it, Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. That's the difference between the ye's and the they's and him. Praise God. He was full of the Holy Ghost. He was so full of the Holy Ghost, but there was an enablement on him. You realize, praise God, if we ever get full of the Holy Ghost of God, there'll be an enablement on us. God will enable us, praise God, to see things, to hear things, to do things, praise God, that we've never done before. You say, preacher, you believe that? Praise God, I know that. Amen. When we get full of the Holy Ghost of God and we get the righteousness of God, praise God, that separation of life, God Almighty will manifest Himself. We do like old Stephen did, praise God, said he was full of the Holy Ghost of God and said he looked up steadfast into heaven. Amen. Praise God. Did you see what he did? When he's full of the Holy Ghost, he looks steadfast up into heaven. Hello? I got to think about that, brother. He didn't look up and see the clouds. He didn't look up at night and see the stars. Praise God, he looked up that day, praise the Lord, and he looked into the portals of glory. Amen. He looked up, praise God, where God Almighty dwells. You say, preacher, if we could just do that, why can't we? Because we're not full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad sometimes I can look up and praise God, get along with God and get to pray and see, and I can look up and see right into the portals of glory. Amen. Magnificence of a holy God. Amen. Praise God. He said he was full of the Holy Ghost. He looked up and he looked up steadfastly into heaven. Amen. Praise God. If the Holy Ghost is there, you'll look up and you'll see into heaven. Praise God. And you'll always see the glory of God. Amen. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, you always see the glory of God. It's manifest in the heaven. Praise God. It's there for you to see. Amen. Why? You say, preacher, how can I see it? Because the volume of the book, it's written. Amen. We might know. We might see it. Praise God. We might believe it. We might trust in it because God Almighty is there for us. Amen. And praise God, he said he saw the glory of God and Jesus. Amen. If we ever get full of the Holy Ghost of God, we'll see our Savior. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about you. I see Him everywhere I go. Amen. Everywhere I go, I see my Savior, praise God, going before me. See Him making a difference. I see Him making changes. I see Him altering situations, praise God. Amen. I see the Savior. It's an enablement that the Holy Ghost of God gives us to see the Lord high and lifted up. See the Savior in glory, praise God. Amen. See my Savior as standing. He said He was standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? We see the Savior. We see Him standing there and we see praise God, you see the Father sitting upon His throne in all His magnificent splendor as God of the heavens and the universe. Amen. Praise God. Old Stephen got to looking up there and he got to seeing it. Amen. I tell you what, a reflection of the grace of God. You know, science tells... I was reading a thing here a while back. It's talking about some scientific studies and how they got that big old... What is that? Not Doppler telescope. That's a weather thing. Big old telescope, and they got to looking into the portals of glory. Got to looking way out there. And they said there was something out there that was so reflective. They was looking out there, and something was reflecting all the things. Like the whole universe was reflecting off of that. I won't tell you what that was. I can tell you what they saw, Brother Jeff. They was seeing the glory of God. Maybe it was reflecting off those streets of gold. Amen. Glory to God. Up there in the portals of glory. It was God Almighty reflecting His grace down to me and you. Praise God. When you get to looking through the Holy Ghost of God, you get to seeing the grace of God all over the place. Amen. Seeing the Father. So we see that enablement. Praise God. But he goes on verse 56, and he said, and said, behold. Now notice the enablement, notice the movement, praise God, that he has. It begins to be a part of his life. He begins to expound upon it. And his situation. He said, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of God, Son of Man, standing on the right hand of God. Amen. He said, hey! Let me tell you what I see. And now I guess by now they'd already thought he had lost his mind. Because he was preaching them from the beginning to the end. He was telling them about what God had promised. Amen. He begins to see it and he begins to tell them. He says, behold, I see the heavens opened. I want to say, if you're a Holy Ghost of God, a visitation of the Holy Ghost of God, it'll open up heaven for you. Amen. Praise God, it'll help you to see in. I preached a message here one time a while back about a lift me up a little higher. Amen. If we just come alongside each other, if we just help each other, lift each other up just a little bit more, edify the brother and everybody the sister. I pray God lift us up. I say lift me up just a little higher so I can see the portals of glory, so I can see the God of heaven, so I can see the Son, praise God. Stephen said, I looked up. He said, behold, I saw heaven open, praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God can open up heaven for you so that you can see God the Father, God the Son. You're clearer than you've ever seen Him before. Amen. A visit from the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, makes all the difference. He said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Amen. He's standing up in reverence, standing up in the salute to old Stephen. Old Stephen is the first martyr of the Bible. Praise God. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And not another, praise God, but the Lord Jesus. As he stands up as old Stephen is preaching the gospel. I want to say, praise God, if there's ever been an amen corner, old Stephen had it that day. He had it from the thrones and the portals of glory to God of heaven and Lord Jesus Himself and the Holy Ghost of God that he was full of. And he opened up heaven, praise God, and said, preach out, son, it won't be long. Amen. I think about old Stephen, Brother Jeff, every time I want to give up. Every time I think about quitting. Praise God, I said, hey, listen, preacher, just hang in there, son. I talk to myself. I do that quite often. Amen. I do something. Amen. I said, just hang in there, son. I said, oh, but it's getting so rough. It's so hard. I said, yeah, but they ain't started throwing bottles and rocks at you yet. Just preach on, son. Amen. Praise God. I'll take me about a lap, settle down, praise God, and just give God glory again. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you start throwing bottles of water and bottles of rocks and bottles of and rocks at me, praise God. Amen. Hey, it'll be all right too. And just go ahead and rock me to sleep and I'll go on to glory. Amen. But praise God till I get there. I just want to be full of the Holy Ghost of God. I want to feel the Spirit of God in my life. I want to be manifest in me so that I can tell everywhere I go, amen, that there's a Spirit. Amen. There's something different about me. Amen. I want to ask you a question this evening. Is there something bit different about you? Have you had a visitation? That visitation, the Holy Ghost of God? Did He not just show up and pass through, but He come in and He set up housekeeping in your heart and your life? Amen. You're different today. You're not the person that you used to be. Amen. But I want to ask you another question. Are you the person that you think you can be? I want to say there's a Holy Ghost of God, there's a Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes it all happen. Without Him, we can do nothing. Amen. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, being full of the Spirit, praise God, He moves in and makes all the difference in the world. We need Him today. You need Him today. That manifestation, is there a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, a presence of the Holy Ghost in your life? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I have a pretty good time at church. Yeah, we all do at church. But what about when we ain't at church? Amen. What about when you're at your house? Amen. What about when you're, praise God, at somebody else's house? Amen. Full of the Holy Ghost of God. To no matter what happens around you, praise God, and He helps you to do right. To live right, talk right, to act right, to walk right, to love right. Amen. Is that God? Is the Spirit of God in your heart? Amen. Okay, wouldn't it be a blessing just to ask God just to fill us with His Spirit? He said, be not drunk with wine, where next is, but be filled with Spirit. That means be filled means to be continually filled. Amen. Praise God. You drank out of it. You drank out of it. It's going to keep going. This little bottle, it's going to keep going down. And if you don't fill it back up, it's going to eventually get empty. Amen. So we got to take this blessed old volume of the book, and we got to keep filling it up. Amen. We got to keep a loading it up. Praise God. Keep putting it in there so it can fill up, so it can be full. I don't want one that's half empty. Amen. I want one that's better than half full. Amen. I'm an optimist. Praise God. I want as much as I can get. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't really know if I need all that much of the Holy Ghost or not. Praise God. Pray yours down on me. Amen. I'll take it all. Praise God. You say, you're selfish. No. I just like the feeling of the Spirit of God helping me do right. And I know that He has the power to do for me what I can't do for myself. Amen. So I just pray and say, God, please, just let your Holy Spirit of God just guide me and lead me and show me your way. I might be pleasing to you. Amen. Praise God. See, I don't brag on the Holy Ghost. I brag on the Lord Jesus Christ that, praise God, sends all I need through Him from the Father. Amen. He's got, and hey, listen, church, let me say this and I'm done. He's got everything that we need. Amen. Amen. He's got everything we need if we put our trust in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, God, Lord, I need you to just touch my heart and give me to fill me with the Holy Ghost of God. That your presence be so real that I ain't got room for nothing else in my life. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. There's a lot of things I really enjoy. I tell you what, you won't enjoy is nothing as much as you do being full of the Holy Ghost. I guarantee it. Amen. Stand with me tonight.